And last week I shared with you about Abraham and Sarah. In the opening part of this chapter, the great faith that was expressed. But even in the midst of that faith, there was laughter about, would God really do the miraculous and the amazing? And in the list of those from the Old Testament that make up that last part of the chapter, there are those who we recognize had great faith, but they also had flaws, and they made decisions that didn't bring glory to God. While David, for example, sought to live God's way, he made a terrible mistake in his liaison with Bathsheba, and then compounded that by having Uriah sent to the front line, Bathsheba's husband, and having him killed. Rahab, she was faithful to God in receiving the spies and protecting them within the walls of Jericho. But she was a prostitute. God's heart longing for her was that she would be faithful in all aspects of her life to the living God. And what of Gideon, a man who led an army to overthrow the enemies, but God depleted the army, telling Gideon to send many of them home, but Gideon was reluctant to send hundreds of men, good fighting soldiers, back to their homes again, facing the enemy with a smaller and a smaller and a smaller number. He questioned God, even though he fulfilled what God had called him to do. The writer of the letter of Hebrews brings us into the Christian era, those who were followers of Jesus Christ, and spoke about the suffering of the saints, even to the point of martyrdom. And many of them died gruesome deaths, as was described to us in the latter part of that chapter. But they who died for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ were filled with hope, a hope that would be realized beyond this life. And so to every generation that has lived since that time, those who have come to faith in Jesus Christ and who have suffered for his name have lived for a greater hope. And today, as we remember those saints whom we have known who have gone before us, we recognize their strengths and their weaknesses. And we've recognized in their weaknesses God's strength, enabling them and empowering them to be the people that God had called them to be. Today we remember the significant part that our loved ones have played within the context of our own lives, the gift of love that they have shared with us, the richness of our lives because of who they were, in their accomplishments and in their failures, in their strength and in their weakness. We remember them as a part of us. The writer of this letter to the Hebrews goes on to describe that all those who have gone before are like a great cloud of witnesses, watching us from the grand stand of life, and encouraging us, exhorting us, inspiring us to press on. In the race of life, some of us recognize only too well that physically we've slowed down a lot. Others of us, still in the prime of our youth, are able to run quickly. But this is more than just a physical race. This is a spiritual race. It's a journey, it's a marathon, it's long distance. And God calls us to be faithful to him in the way in which we live our lives, and that we would enable those who have gone before us, our loved ones passed on, to be an inspiration and an encouragement to us in that living of a Christian faithful life. The great cloud of witnesses is to be for us not only an example of the way in which they lived before us, but to be an inspiration and encouragement for us in our living. And then comes these words, that we are to throw off the shackles, those things that entangle and ensnare us, that hobble us and prevent us from running to the very best of our ability. This becomes for us a confronting word, because it's about leaving behind those things of our lives that are not of God, those aspects of our living that do not bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Patterns of behaviour, habits, words that we have said, things that we have done that have been destructive and hurtful. Those aspects of our living that do not reflect the love, the mercy, the joy and the peace of God. Let's cast them off. There's no need for us to drag them around any longer. For Christ's desire for us is to be free of such entanglements, that we may run the race so as to win the prize, that we may maintain the course and be faithful to the Lord, so that we would cross the finish line, having lived our lives well, in fullness, in joy, and to the glory of God. Just like those who have gone before us. In the name of Christ. Amen.